say that also that it's fun to have ideas, but it takes a lot of people to pull them all together, and the staff at the Institute has been magnificent in being patient with me, and the particularly Dr. Sokoloff, who did a tremendous amount of work in arranging all of the rehearsals, and not to mention magnificent playing, but we sort of take that. Unfortunately, was not very kind to Marcel Tabuteau in that the period which came later, at which time every piece practically ever written was recorded, that period had not yet arrived, so that the compositions that were recorded prior to, say, 1950 were generally what could be considered commercially successful. In other words, works that they assumed would have a large commercial attraction. This does not generally include oboe solos. So that his artistry is not represented on records the way we studied with him and who worked with him feel that it should have been. This is one of the best things that we believe we had. It was recorded at, I think, the first year of 33, when they were just beginning to use 33 commercially, and when taping was very, very new. But it will give you just some idea of what this man had to offer, and I hope that you will enjoy it as much as all of us who sort of will feel it.